I'm sorry we had to fade it out early, as we are now joined on the line by Alan Farrell, TD from Dublin Fingal, to speak about urgent action needed for the Dart extension to Rusk, Lusk, Skerries and Balbriggan. A very good morning to you, Alan. Thanks for...
Good morning.
Thank you very much for taking the time to be with us today, and you're keeping well, I hope.
Not too bad, thank you. Not too bad.
That's good. Alan, back in 2015, the then Minister for Transport, Pascal O'Donoghue, announced a completion date of the year 2022 for the whole works. And now, according to Minister Ross, it will be the year 2021 before building work commences. And that's, of course, all subject to the necessary planning approval, which is expected to be sought in 2020. I understand you have been pressing Minister Ross to expedite matters. And what stage are we at now? How confident are you about an early start date?
Well, firstly, thanks for having me on. I have actually been pressing this for quite some time. The Dart extension and the other critical piece of infrastructure for the Northside Metro are very, very much key programs for me, primarily because Metro is an essential component of getting the city moving on the north side. Without it, we would be forced to build somewhere in the region of 40 multi-storey car parks within the next 5 years just to accommodate the sort of traffic that's going in and out of the city. But from a Dart, from an electrification side of things, the Dart extension is critical to the north side of Dublin, primarily the far northern end of the county. The eventual plan, of course, is to electrify all lines around Ireland, but the Dart is the obvious one to extend and out towards Kildare as well, is the plan. As you rightly pointed out, Pascal Donoghue, the then Minister for Transport, now Minister for Finance and Public Expenditure, earmarked it in November of 2015 that it and Metro would proceed on fairly tight schedules, it must be said. Dart has been delayed by 12 months. So I've been told at a topical issue discussion or debate in the Dáil on Wednesday that Minister Ross had been informed by his department that while they had been doing some work, they had not done enough in order to put it out to public consultation, which was part of the reason why I raised it in the Dáil on Wednesday afternoon last. Now, the start date is 2021, which means 2023 completion. So basically, by the time it's completed, it will be approximately 18 months later than had been originally envisaged. The rationale for that I've been given is, well, it's not satisfactory in my opinion, but the rationale given was that they are concentrating on getting Metro out on public consultation, which is going to happen in the early new year. So Dart will, of course, serve all of the northern commuter stations. So that's Donabate, Rush and Lusk, Skerries and Balbriggan initially, and then further up to the border is the plan. And as I said, it'll also head out towards Kildare, that western line. So the process itself has slowed down a little bit, but ultimately it will be delivered, and I suppose the purpose of me raising it in the Dáil and with the NTA directly was to make sure that the Minister was aware that this was a critical project for me, and it wasn't just about Metro, it was also about giving people transport options, because as many of your listeners will know, the north side of Dublin, including parts of Dublin City, but Fingal specifically, is the fastest growing local authority in the state and has been for over a decade. And with that level of growth, it's essential that we provide the sort of transport infrastructure that's there. And the other thing, to say, in terms of employment, obviously, you know, a number of years ago we had very very poor employment rates across the country. That has now decreased quite dramatically to just under 6%. That puts a lot of people on the road. And what we really want to do is try and give them options, take them off the road, get them out of gridlock, get them onto a train where possible, and in the future get them onto Metro so that we can free up space for buses and all the other things that are an absolute necessity in the mornings and in the evenings.
Yes, Alan, as you were saying, Fingal has Ireland's fastest growing population. I think it's almost 300,000 residents now, isn't it?
That's right. Yeah, and just about.
Yeah, and it won't be long before.
Swords is only a few hundred behind the largest town in Ireland, which is Drogheda. Literally, it's like 150 people smaller than Drogheda. So I suspect in the next census we'll take them over as Ireland's largest town. And given Swords and the greater community around it is a an extension of Dublin City by only a few fields separate it in terms of green belt between the suburbs of Dublin and the boundary of Swords and the airport. Clearly we need to be able to provide the infrastructure so that people on the outskirts of Swords can get across to Malahide, people in Donabate and Portrán can hop on a Dart, and it's not just about throwing on an extra few trains and reducing the number of diesel services that stop in these stations. It's about giving additional capacity to those train stations. As a politician of 14 years, I've been dropping leaflets at train stations in the morning for nearly the entire 14 years of my career. And I can tell you it's very, very busy at the moment, and has been for the last couple of years, and the numbers are only increasing. So you have a lot of people standing on trains, which apart from being uncomfortable, it's also quite unsafe in terms of capacity. So if we can put an extra couple of carriages onto existing diesel services, that would be fine. But frankly, we can't, because our platforms are only a certain length, and we only have certain numbers of rolling stock, and we still, of course, have the bottleneck at Connolly Station, although it has greatly improved. There's only so many trains that you can put down two tracks coming in from Kildare on the northern line, which is four tracks. So it is, of course, a Victorian design, but we will do our best to try and increase capacity on those lines. But as you rightly point out, Swords and the Greater Fingal area are growing at a quite a rapid rate, and have been for many years. Swords will pass 100,000 by 2035, according to projections from Fingal County Council and the CSO. So now is the time to deliver these projects. And I suppose the one positive thing that I suppose I'd like to impart to your listeners would be the fact Metro will go to public consultation with the new station layout, which will affect a lot of your listeners in the city area, and of course in Fingal as well. So I would hope sincerely that people would take a look at that and express their opinion to the department and the minister, so that we can get it right and get it delivered on time too.
Absolutely, Alan. And with all that in mind, it won't be long before the existing Northern commuter line becomes completely inadequate in terms of passenger demand. Did the government, if you don't mind me asking, not see this coming over the last 3 to 4 years?
Well, yes, I think that's a fair comment to make. We did, of course. I can only speak for my own county, or my own constituency, I should say. In 2011, when I ran for the first time in the Dáil successfully, I think I was the only candidate who didn't effectively promise to deliver Metro, because I knew it wasn't possible for us to commit that level of capital funding when we had very little money for anything at all, never mind Metro. I pulled back from that particular commitment and said that I would aspire to plan for another mass transit service that I thought we could afford, which was Dart. Leo Varadkar was actually appointed as Minister for Transport at that time. And it was one of the first things I went to him. I said, look, I know we can't deliver Metro. And that announcement was made a few months after we formed government. But what I would really like is a scoping exercise to see whether Dart extension is feasible. They came back with a figure of just over 100 million. And that figure, in fact, has been verified to me as about 125 since that conversation back in 2011. And I was given a commitment that the whole capital plan would be reviewed within a couple of years, and indeed it was. And then I was very pleased when Pascal Donoghue took over as Minister for Transport, within a few months of him being appointed to that portfolio, We had the capital plan, the national capital plan announced, which included a multitude of different things, including motorways and roads all over the country, including some carriage rolling stock purchases and things like that to replace older carriages and trains themselves. But it also included Metro and a plan for the extension to Dart. So, I mean, it is a vital thing. But the electrification element of it obviously is positive for two reasons. One, they're lighter rolling stock, so they can move quicker and stop quicker and start quicker. And the second, which is obviously important for the environment, because obviously we want to reduce our carbon footprint, which is extremely important given the number of international commitments that we have given. But it also costs less, because clearly it consumes less energy, and on that basis it costs the state and the user less to fund the service. So it's a win-win on both sides, if we can get the project out to public consultation at some point in 2018 or 2019, with, as you rightly pointed out, construction starting in 2021, then I suspect that this project is most likely deliverable, albeit a little bit late. But I hope that my conversation with the Minister in the Dáil in the last week will push the NTA into reactivating this particular plan and getting it onto the drawing board, which is of most importance to people living on the northern commuter line.
Right, okay. Alan, some locals in Balbriggan feel that the new Dart extension could slow the commute times, because it needs to stop at every station, and also during off-peak times, delaying commuter trains for the same reason. What's your view on this?
Well, no, the plan would be, now see, obviously without the information being presented by both the NTA and indeed the Éireann's commentary on it, I mean, at this stage it would be a bit premature to start talking about timetabling, but certainly if you get on a Dart in Balbriggan on your way to the city centre, yes, it is going to be a slower service than if you get on a commuter train, a diesel. But if you'll still have the diesel option, I suppose is the main point. But the frequency will increase. So at the moment, in any given hour, you might have three or four services in Balbriggan and the stations thereafter toward the city, up as far as Malahide, then Portmarnock, then Howth Junction, and then they tend to skip the closer to the city. I won't call them inner city; they're not inner city, but the suburban stations. Obviously, there will be, depending on demand, some stations which will have a reduced service. I would imagine Donabate, for instance, would potentially have a smaller volume of diesel trains stopping there, because they'll have the increased frequency of Dart. But if you look at the existing service to Malahide, the start of the Dart service, there's two services an hour off peak and three or four on peak, and that will be extended northward, I would imagine. It is simply a matter of providing the sidings necessary to get the Dart off the line, so that the diesel or the Enterprise can come through. And I suppose that is why this process is not just a matter of putting in electric cables. It's also about building the sidings. I believe there'd be one in Balbriggan, there'd be one in Skerries, and I think there's likely to be others built. There are some sidings already there, for instance. It's just a matter of upgrading them to facilitate Dart. And it's also about purchasing extra Darts, because while we do have some capacity in terms of rolling stock on the Dart fleet, we will need to upgrade it or extend them, and that means more services or more trains. Some of the Darts that are in service, as we know, are going back to the 80s, and they are probably starting to come towards the end of their life. There will be options in terms of how the layout of the upgraded Dart is internally, so as to provide more space for people, and also to bear in mind that it'll be a longer journey from Balbriggan to Bray and Greystones, and therefore it'll be necessary for additional comfort measures to be installed so that people will have a more comfortable journey. So, but in terms of frequency in Balbriggan, no, I certainly, at this stage anyway, without seeing a timetable, but I wouldn't imagine there'll be any diminution of service for users up in Balbriggan, because ultimately if the train is starting in Balbriggan, you know what, by the time it gets to the city, close to peak, it's going to be relatively full. And, you know, as I use the Dart every day to get to the city centre, you know, off peak it is never full. And clearly there's always going to be capacity on the Dart, but there are hundreds if not thousands of customers, potential customers for the Dart in the northern commuter towns, whom I hope would be delighted with the service being provided. I know, as a former resident of Balbriggan myself, I would have been thrilled if the Dart was there in the noughties when I lived there.
Alan, thank you very much. We've run out of time, I'm afraid. All very interesting, and the very best of luck with it. We hope we get a completion on target.
Thank you very much for having me on.
Thanks a million for joining us, and have a great day. All the best and take care.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Now, that was Alan Farrell, TD Dublin Fingal, telling us about urgent action needed for the Dart extension to Rush, Lusk, Skerries and Balbriggan.